So this next section is what Krishna says to Sudama when they meet after such a long time, because they were young schoolmates, as it was mentioned. Their guru, Sandipani Muni. So it had been many, many years, because now Krishna is married with children. So they have met, and Sudama now is old. So the Lord says to Sudama, "My dear Brahman, you know well the ways of Dharma. After you offered the gift of remuneration to our guru and returned home from his school, did you marry a compatible wife or not? Even though you are mostly involved in household affairs, your mind is not affected by material desires." So this means, the Vedas point out, there are two types of householders, grihastha and grihamedhi. A grihastha has a wife, family, house, material comforts. But the grihastha does not lose sight of what is the goal. And the goal is, as I mentioned before, love of God. The grihamedhi is different. The grihamedhi is the householder who thinks that the goal of life is more and more and more toys. As you sometimes see these bumper sticker, "He who dies with the most toys wins." This is called ignorance. And they are classified in the Bhagavatam. And Shukadev Goswami also mentions grihamedhi, that they are fools, thinking that the goal of life is more and more material acquirements. So here Sudama, Krishna recognizes, he's not a grihamedhi, he is a grihastha. "Your mind is never affected by material desires. No, O learned one, you do not take much pleasure in the pursuit of material wealth. This I am well aware of, having renounced all material propensities which spring from the Lord's illusory energies." This is funny. Krishna is referring to himself in the third person. The Lord's illusory. He's the Lord. But he's referring to himself as if he's some third person. Krishna is cool. He can talk like that about himself. We don't do that. When you're talking to someone, you don't say, "Oh, well, Nirantara, no, I'm Nirantara. I don't refer to myself in the third person." It would seem pretty odd. But Krishna, he's doing this very cool, Krishna. "Some people execute worldly duties with their minds undisturbed by mundane desires. They act as I do, just to instruct the general populace. My dear Brahman, do you remember how we lived together in our spiritual master's school? When a twice-born student has learned from his guru all that is to be learned, he can enjoy spiritual life which lies beyond all ignorance." So twice born, the first birth is from mother and father. The second birth is from the spiritual master and the Vedas, the Shastras. That's our second birth. And Krishna points out here, you can enjoy spiritual life. Most people in the world today don't know about this, that there is enjoyment in spiritual life. They think, "Oh, spiritual life means I have to deny myself. I can't enjoy." No. People in spiritual life, they enjoy, but they enjoy on a completely different level than the gross materialists. There is enjoyment, but it's of a different quality, a different nature. It's spiritual enjoyment. My dear friend, the one who gives a person his or her physical birth is one's first spiritual master. So children, it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna that one has to worship superiors like the mother and the father. And anyone who knows me, you know how I always tell the children, you must obey your mother and father. I always impress upon the children. And here Krishna is confirming, the mother and father are the first spiritual master. So this is important. Vedic or Krishna conscious culture means everyone has responsibilities and duties. Whether you're a Brahmin, whether you're a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or even a Shudra, you still have duties and responsibilities. There are duties for the women, and there are duties for children also. So here's the first duty of the children, that you are to honor, worship, and especially obey. Because if there's no obedience, then there's no worship. No. First you have to obey. And one who initiates and engages one in religious duties is indeed more directly one's spiritual master. So there's another spiritual master, first the parents, but then there is the one who initiates and gives, engages someone in religious duties. But now Krishna says, but the person who bestows transcendental knowledge upon the members of all spiritual orders of societies is one's ultimate spiritual master. So three, parents, the spiritual master, the guru that initiates you, but then the one who is giving topmost transcendental spiritual knowledge. Indeed, that person is as good as my own self. Krishna also says this in the Bhagavad Gita, that one who gives this message of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there's no one more dear to me, and there will never be one more dear to me than that person who speaks on my behalf and tells people the message of Bhagavad Gita. Certainly, O Brahmana, of all the followers of the Varnashram system, those who take advantage of the words I speak in my form as the spiritual master and thus easily cross over the ocean of material existence best understand their own true welfare. So here Krishna is speaking very highly of not only the spiritual master, but the person who follows the instruction of the spiritual master. I, the soul of all beings. Yes, Krishna is in my heart. He's in your heart. Krishna is in every one of our hearts. That's what it means. He's the soul of all beings. I have inside of me my soul. You have your soul inside of you. And my soul knows this body, but I don't know what's going on in your body or what you're thinking. And you don't know what's going on in my body. But Krishna says, I know what's going on in your body, in you, in you. Krishna knows everybody. That's why he's the soul of all souls. I, the soul of all beings, am never as satisfied by ritual worship, Brahminical initiation, penances or self-discipline, as I am by faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master. So this in ISKCON we learned from Srila Prabhupada. Every morning, the first prayers that are sung in every ISKCON temple, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada Nagati Katopi. Based on what Krishna just said, the disciple is first concerned with executing the order of his spiritual master more so than trying to execute the order of Krishna. This is the disciple. First, I have to satisfy my spiritual master. Automatically, Krishna will be pleased, as he says here. He has said, ritual worship, initiation, penances, self-discipline. No. I'm satisfied by faithful service rendered to one spiritual master. Simply by the grace of the spiritual master, a person can fulfill life's purpose and attain eternal peace. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are you ready to sing, Brajadevi?